Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye in the Sky recreational forecast. After an early February thaw last week, winter has made its return this weekend, and it sure was not a gentle reintroduction. After Friday morning rain, an aggressive cold front and associated high pressure brought winter back to northern New England and upstate New York. This front brought the return of single-digit conditions accompanied with strong winds, making for the return of sub-zero wind chills as well. Winter conditions will be the theme until at least the end of the new week, with high pressure in control of the area until Tuesday. This afternoon, temperatures will climb into the upper teens and lower 20s north and mid to upper 20s south, under sunny skies through the morning and then becoming cloudy as moisture streams into New England from a disturbance over the mid-Atlantic states. Clouds will move into the area this afternoon, and there will be a chance to see a few flurries over higher terrain, especially from the spine of the Green Mountains west. Tomorrow, high pressure will continue to drift east through central Quebec, and this will include a rerun of the weather we saw this weekend, with skies becoming sunny in the afternoon and seasonal chilly conditions. Highs on Monday will be in the upper teens and lower 20s north to mid to upper 20s south, with lows between 5 above and 5 below. The weather will become active Tuesday until the next weekend. A low-pressure system will initiate on the leeward side of the Rockies at the start of the new week and march through the plains into the Midwest and then race through the Great Lakes into our area. A strong upper-level trough will help the intensification of this surface low pressure. A secondary low will develop over the Delmarva, then move over Long Island and continue north over Cape Cod. This system will mark the much-awaited return of plowable snow to the area. Snow will start in the afternoon Tuesday and become heavy to moderate times in the evening and overnight. Temperatures will rise into the upper 20s north and the lower 30s south and west. This will give southern and western areas a chance to see sleet and possibly rain to mix in with snow. Projected accumulations from this event is between 8 to 12 inches. These totals are dependent on the final track of the two low-pressure systems. Parts of the Northeast Kingdom, Lower Connecticut River Valley, and Southern Champlain Valley will be in the lower end of the snow totals due to shadowing effects. After windy conditions, lingering snow showers, and seasonal temperatures on Wednesday, Thursday will be fairly quiet and mostly cloudy north and becoming sunny south. Thursday is looking like an amazing day to go out and enjoy the fresh snow under comfortable conditions with highs in the upper 20s to around 30s north and 30 south. This quiet stretch will be short-lived as another strong low-pressure system will move into the area on Friday. Precipitation type is still to be determined for this system, but details will become more clear as we move into the end of the week. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour in valley locations today, with 15 to 25 in mid elevations around 2,000 feet, and between 20 and 35 miles an hour around 4,000 feet. Tomorrow, winds will be from the north-northwest from 5 to 10 miles an hour in valley locations, between 15 and 20 in mid elevations, and between 25 and 35 at elevations around 4,000 feet. Today has been the best day to get outside in a while. After what seemed like a dreadful week-long thaw that included every precipitation type other than snow and a cold and blustery Saturday, conditions will be much more forgiving today. Morning sunshine, temperatures approaching the mid to upper teens at higher elevations and in the low 20s in valley locations, and a decent snowpack will make for a great day outdoors. Tomorrow will be the quiet before the storm, as the area sees conditions much like today, with cloudy skies in the morning and becoming sunny in the afternoon. Tuesday will be the much-anticipated return of snow, with upper elevations getting around a foot of new snow through Wednesday afternoon. So, while last week gave outdoor enthusiasts a break to tune up and wax their skis and snowboards, as well as tune up their snow machines, this week will give everyone a chance to get out and play in some fresh snow. I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an Eye on the Sky.